Last Sunday, if you were at the Swan Pub in Bolton, Northern England, you would have seen an unusual mass protest. At least you might have been able to see it through the haze of cigarette smoke. More than 100 smokers lit up en masse to protest the smoking ban, which went into effect throughout England on July 1st. England was the last remaining country in the United Kingdom to enforce a smoking ban, which prohibits smoking in enclosed public places. But British smokers are not going quietly. The ban is vehemently being opposed by many smokers and pub owners. Let's take a call from one of them. This is Alicia in London. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi there.
Hi there. You don't sound British.
I have to tell you the number one thing that I miss about living in London is I miss my NPR.
We appreciate
that. I do.
That.
I download the streaming broadcast on my computer.
Well, we appreciate that. So you're an American living in London?
I was actually born here, but I spent the first 30 years of my life in Chicago.
And what do you think of the smoking ban?
I think it's terrible. It's a nightmare. I mean, London, it's the smoking and the drinking capital of the world, for goodness sake. There's a few saving graces. Number one is it doesn't get so cold here about 90% of the year that you can't really sort of be outside. But about 80% of that 90%, it's raining.
Yeah.
So if the beer wasn't watery enough, it is when you're standing outside having a cigarette.
So that's one hand on the umbrella, one hand on the cigarette. Hard to also hold the beer.
Exactly. The other saving grace is that it's not illegal to drink on the street. You can have open containers of alcohol. So you can literally take your pint outside of the pub and stand on the street and have a cigarette. So it's not the most relaxing way to have a drink, but it's doable.
Alicia, thanks for calling in, and thanks for making such an effort to listen to NPR. We appreciate it. Nick Hogan is the owner of the Swan Pub, and he was there at the mass protest last Sunday. He is going to tell us why he's against the ban. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Well, thank you very much indeed. In relation to England, I wasn't a protester. I'm actually the owner of the Swan Pub, Bolton in Lancashire, which is northern England. And the reason why we've protested is because we don't believe this is constitutionally correct or right that we discriminate against any member of our society.
Are you a smoker?
Say again, sorry?
Are you a smoker?
Yes, I am a smoker. And it's something I know it ain't doing me any good by any stretch of imagination. But what's happened in England is democracy is not working. We've got 25% of the UK population being forced to go stand outside. I've just heard your lady from America living in London. London is not the smoking capital or drinking capital of the UK. We are people. We are people that support democracy, just like the American people support democracy. And democracy is something that we find very absolutely fundamentally correct. We are working together, we're fighting, and we actually are supporting democracy. And the reason why we're in Iraq is for democracy. 25% of the UK population to be told that they can't do something. By the way, smoking in the UK or buying packets of cigarettes is perfectly legal. And they're being then told they cannot smoke in UK establishments. And this is my business, is this. Why is state interfering what I am doing? All we're doing is having a nice day out, a nice afternoon out. And this is fundamentally wrong.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we have an email from a listener named Stuart in Minneapolis who says, smoking deadens one's sense of taste. If the ban encourages people who imbibe to at least not smoke while doing so, the citizens of the UK will thus be better able to savor the brews they love so dearly. What about the point that your patrons might appreciate your beer and other drinks a little bit more if their taste buds worked better?
All I would say on that is, everybody has got the freedom of choice. The freedom of choice is to come into my bar and not to come into my bar. To have a blanket ban on a sex in society is absolutely wrong. The United States and England, we preach tolerance. We preach tolerance, and we're trying to pass that out through the world. To dictate dictate to anybody is absolutely fundamentally wrong.
So are you just going to defy the ban? Are you just going to let people smoke in your pub?
That's what's happening now. I mean, it's about 8 p.m. in the UK, and we've got 50, 60 people in here smoking, having a nice time. There's nobody falling out with anybody. We're just having a nice time. We're just getting on with our lives. We're not interfering in anybody's lives. If people don't want to come into my bar, that is fine.
So what sort of penalty might you face if you don't comply with the ban?
US dollars, about £5,000, if I get convicted in court. And I don't believe I will be convicted in court, because it's about civil liberties. It is not about smoking. I do not promote cigarettes or anything, but I do promote freedom of choice, and I do promote freedom.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed, and good afternoon to you in America.
Nick Hogan is the owner of the Swan Pub in Bolton, Northern England. He and his customers are opposed to the smoking ban and have protested us. He joined us by phone from the pub. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.